This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Hey, pet pals, welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Make no bones about it, or maybe we will. Our special guest is a New York Times best-selling author. He's a proud dad to a curious pug named Milton. Our possum guest is also a TikTok top dog. Say that 10 times fast. With more than 4 million loyal followers. You got a dog? You got a pug? Hey, this O-Behave show is tailor-made for you. Please welcome to the show the author of the must-get new children's book. It is called Milton Makes a Move. Now let's unleash a big woof. Welcome to Jonathan Graziano. Welcome, welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Arden. Thank you for having me. I am truly so excited to be talking to you today. Thank you.
We got a lot to cover, but I did make a reference to bones.
Yeah, it was great. It was seamless.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to let people know, because that's kind of a big day. You have created No Bones Day, and it started with your first pig, your first pug, and that was the late, great Noodle. So before we jump into this book, we got to get a little backstory here. So can you fill us in about the wonderful Noodle and
sure.
This whole concept of No Bones Day?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have?
We're going to take a break. Oh, here, that's perfect. Everybody anticipating, right, Jonathan?
All right. Yes, exactly.
So we're going to find out what the heck No Bones Day is, but we got to take a quick commercial break. Y'all know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Hey, everyone. Brandon McMillan here. CBS host of Lucky Dog Reunions and Lucky Dog Down Under, and spokesperson for the 18th annual Cross Country Pet Adoption Tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. Brought to you by Fido Friendly Magazine and campaign partner Tranquil Tales, along with media sponsor Pet Life Radio. The tour travels down America's favorite highway, supporting shelter events across America. With support of Tito's Vodka for Dog People, Hands On Gloves, My Place Hotels, KOA, and Signs to You. Attendees at each shelter event can donate to spin and win prizes from our sponsors, with all proceeds benefiting the shelter at the end of the day. Go to FidoFriendly.com to see where the tour stops near you. And who knows, you might just find your new forever friend.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got a great guy. His name is Jonathan Graziano. Okay, New York Times bestseller, blah, blah, blah. But he loves pugs, he loves cats, he loves dogs, and he loves to bring out another three-letter word, joy. And he just came up with his next book, Milton Makes a Move. And we want to talk about the concept you created, No Bones Day. It should be a new dog holiday.
Seriously. Can I tell you, seriously? I found out on that January 1st, you were supposed to celebrate all the birthdays of all thoroughbred horses in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's just all horse day. So I want to do horse holiday and no bones holiday. Those are my two. Those are like, if I ever go to Washington, those are the things I'm campaigning for.
I'm on your team, man.
Thank you.
I am non-partisan. Is that okay?
Oh, that's, can I tell you, that's right where you should be.
Thank you.
But again, thank you so much for having me. And No Bones, so Bones or No Bones was this really fun video series that I shared on my TikTok page and my Instagram page during the sort of the height of lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah. Tell people what your handles are, how to get follow
you. So my TikTok handle is John Graz, at John Graz, J-O-N-G-R-A-Z. And then Noodle and Milton's Instagram handle is at Show Me Nudes, N-O-O-D-Z. Very important.
N-O-O-Z-E?
D-Z. Show Me Nudes. D-Z.
Okay.
I told my mom that a few years ago when I first started it. I said, it's called Show Me Nudes. And she Googled Show Me Nudes and was like, Jonathan, why did you send me here? And I went, I didn't, mother. I promise you I didn't.
And now what is her, I wonder what she receives every day now.
I know exactly. Like, what are her emails? Holy moly. But we had this little thing called Bones or No Bones that I always kind of did with him. So Noodle was a pug that I adopted when he was just about 8 years old.
Nice.
He was this old, old man. And I kind of just saw a picture of him and I didn't even meet him or anything. I just saw it and I went, yes, I must take in this dog. And it was the very first night that I had him. I will never forget this. It was the very first night I had him because he demanded to sleep in the bed. That's what I love about having adopted an older dog.
Yeah, they know.
He knew. That's my thing. I had a little crate for him. I was all ready to get him. He all said, he was like, absolutely not. I know exactly where my spot is. I was ready to get up in the morning and walk him. And it was about 10 a.m. It was about 10 a.m. in the morning. And this dog was still in my bed, new. I had him for about 12 hours. And I was like, dude, you gotta go out. I don't have the money for a UTI just yet. And I lifted him up. I remember he was in the bed and I lifted him up. He was like, you know, his eyes were open and I sat him up and he just flopped back down on the bed and he was out and I didn't bother him for another hour. So years went by and we would do this. We would always kind of do this whenever Noodle was like, he would be no bones. And we were like, okay, he doesn't need to go on a walk. He doesn't want to do any. They're just going to leave him.
Right.
And during lockdown, I started to share these little videos of him because I had we had a regular routine in the mornings before I started my work day. And I'd sit him up. And the thing is, if he flopped back down in his bed, I knew that I had hours to play with before he had to go on a walk or he wanted breakfast. So he'd sit in his little donut bed. And I'd film myself kind of sitting him up. And if he stayed seated, it was a bones day. And okay. That meant that you had to be productive. You had to go after it. You had to do, if this little pug can sit up in the morning. Oh my gosh, I had people commenting and say like, okay, I guess I have to finish my dissertation. And I was like, you really needed to be working on that for quite some time. And then if it was a no bones day, if he flopped back down, that was sort of a day that it was okay to take care of yourself. That was a day where people sort of gave themselves grace to take it easy and to have a chill day where they didn't have to put too much pressure on them. We called it a soft pants only kind of day.
So I think there should be more national recognition for that. Is there t-shirts?
Thank
Are we going to have a pick a day? Or
we have merch.
If people spent more time doing no bone day, I think the world would be happy.
I think so too. I think it could be implemented in sort of a very regimented way where everyone just kind of was like, it's not just that you have a day off, it's that you also have to chill out. Like, I think that a little bit of a hard reset for everyone is not a not bad idea.
So you get this on, you're getting some good traffic online, and knock, 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 you get called to write a children's book, Noodle and the No Bones Day. What'd you think of that call?
I know, right? I've got it right there. I've got a little framed right there over my fireplace. It was remarkable. This was never in the cards. Like, this was never in the cards.
Were you going to be a brain surgeon or a beautician? What was your goal?
Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to do comedy. I have always wanted to be a comedian or an entertainer in some capacity. So as a day job, I work in marketing. I work in communications and like social media marketing. So it was amazing when all this happened because I was equipped for some of it and some of it I still have no idea how to happen. But the good news is that I'm so grateful is I had representation leading up to this. So Noodle had an Instagram account with about 43,000 followers at the time. And we are repped by, it's called the exact, right? Seriously, nothing to wag a tail at. And we are repped by, they're called the Dog Agency. It's run by Lonnie Edwards. And they're a talent agency that helps with pets that go off on social media and helps them with, you know, marketing and brand deals and stuff like that. And they were immensely helpful with this. So these videos are getting some traction. And I get a call one day. I get on a call and I'm told that there are three different publishers that want to work with us. There are three different publishers that want to make a book about this. And I know enough about publishing to know that's not how it happens.
No. I have written 27 pet books with four different publishers. I can tell you that doesn't happen that way.
It's not how it happens. And people ask me for advice all the time. And it's such a shame because I can be like, have a really silly old dog and build this big platform and maybe it'll come your way. But especially since Noodle was older at the time, he was about 13 and a half when he got really popular, and that I had seen so much positivity around this viral trend. Like when you see things go off on the internet, it's so rarely is it something that like is truly just a positive thing that, you know, I would get messages from nurses and teachers and, you know, all the essential workers during that time that this was something that helped kind of get them out of bed in the morning. We did an interview with the New York Times and they asked what the secret sauce was. And I was like, everyone's hanging on by a thread. There is no sauce. Like people are just trying to get by. So when the publisher said that they wanted, you know, to write a book about this, I thought it was a really good idea on top of wanting to be a published author, because that's just an incredibly, you know, two truths and a lie. I'll never lose it. But the idea of also, you know, just like knowing that this was a really positive thing that I could then also kind of make a forever outside of social media. I knew Noodle would surpass me in every way the day after I adopted him. And this was proof of that.
And now with the book, he lives for forever.
Forever, truly. I'm in my Noodle room right now. I have a whole wall dedicated to artwork that people have sent me of him. Nice. And it's just incredible. It's just incredible.
So what is it with you and pugs? You like the snort? What?
Can I tell you, I wasn't even like, I've always enjoyed pugs, but I've not always been a pug person, but I saw Noodle, and I was like, I must have this creature in my house. And people who are like me, who weren't necessarily pug people, they didn't grow up with pugs. It's like, you're taking care of a dog, but you're also taking care of your own shadow. And okay. It's the most, the noises, the little sounds.
Come on, give us a few.
Oh my God. That was him. That wasn't even me. I just put the microphone up to him. It's my lullaby. It's wild how broken a lot of pug people are in that way, where I will hear, as soon as I hear him start to snore or make those sounds, I'm like, okay, I'm good. Now I can finally shut down now. And they're a little, just all the wipes, like knowing you have to really take good care of them. And they are so grateful for it.
They have a lot of folds in their skin.
They have a lot of folds. They have a lot of folds. I have a cabinet full. And that's why I stuck with pugs, is I love them, but I just had the wipes. Honestly.
You had me at wipes.
I know. I had all the eye drops and the creams. And I was like, I'm just getting another pug. Like I've got a full cabinet full. They're a joy of a dog.
Everybody, we're speaking with Jonathan Graziano. He has written not one, not two, but three books. And the latest is called Milton Makes a Move. And you're as curious as a cat might, who's Milton? You're going to find out. We're going to take this quick break. Just sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages. We wear fur, and we're damn proud of it.
What?
And our four legs.
And our tail.
And we go to the bathroom outside. Well, we may not be too proud of that. Sniff around, then mark your spot right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsh, and I hope you're going to tune in and listen to Opie Hayes on Pet Life Radio with Arden Moore, because she's a delight.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Opie Hayes. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got a cool guy on our show, Jonathan Graziano, and he has written this latest book, and it's for pug people and all people. It is called Milton Makes a Move. It is a children's book, but I read it, and I brought out the child in me. Before we dive in about Milton, you want to give a little cred to two others in your house that don't bark?
Yeah, my two little cats, my Spice Girls. You mean my Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Nutmeg and Chai. So Noodle would have never let me have a cat. Never, ever, ever. But then I brought Milton. When I adopted Milton, I brought him over to a friend's house who had two cats. And one of them walked right up to him and sniffed him. And Milton didn't even acknowledge the cat. And I went, awesome, I'm in the clear. And then I moved from New York back to my hometown. I'm from Rochester, New York.
Oh, okay.
I got this place that has this really fun staircase and these big windows. And I was like, I have to have a cat here. I simply must have a cat.
Oh, they love the windows.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And I love the idea, especially having a pug where it's like, I have a creature that does need me 24 hours out of the day. Even when I'm unconscious, he must be attached to me. To have a pet that really, like, you have to earn their affections.
That's right.
Was really appealing to me. So I got Nutmeg, who is this absolute joy. I found her at an animal shelter near us. And she was just this perfect. She just sat in my lap and I was like, she's coming home with me. And then people who are listening to this with cats know, I don't know how the second cat showed up. I have no idea. But there's a second cat now too. People know that's how it happens. Is there was one cat and I had the thought one day of like, oh my gosh, I should get another cat. And then I blinked and Chai was here.
Well, cats are like that, man.
Yeah, she's a joy.
It's nice to meet a guy. Real men love cats, I say, and you're a cool cat daddy. Hey,
thank you.
The book is called Milton Makes a Move, and this show is airing on the Old Behave show, and then we're going to put it on my YouTube channel, Arden Moore, so you're going to check that out. So you want to just try to show people and speak about Milton and his story, because
sure.
He came a long distance.
He did. Milton is from an organization called the Pug Rescue of Korea. So
wow.
Milton is a rescue from Korea. He had a long flight. He had a 17-hour flight from Korea to New York City, where I went to pick him up from an airport hangar. My Uber driver wouldn't take me there. Every time I kept putting the address in, he kept saying, you mean Terminal 5? And I was like, no, I need to go to the cargo hangar. He was one of my foster dogs. After Noodle had passed, I fostered a little while, which was so helpful in the grieving process and helping.
Good point.
It's that feeling of wanting to take care of a dog, but only wanting to take care of one specific dog and knowing I wasn't able to do that anymore. So being able to bring dogs that needed a home was really helpful for me. And then I got Milton, who we're on YouTube right now. So hey guys, so this is we're in my Noodle room. Here's Milton right here. You ready? This is Milton right here.
For our Old Behave audience with ears, describe what he is doing right now.
Milton is actually, and this is important, he's asleep in the Noodle bed. This is the Noodle bed with a little Noodle pillow that someone sent me. He is sound asleep in the Noodle bed and I say this in the best way possible, he's having a no bones day, you guys.
Yeah.
That's what he's having.
He's definitely having a no bones day.
Look at this little dog.
So how old is Milton now, would you guess?
We think Milton is about 10. So we're going to celebrate 11 in December.
When did you get him? How long ago? How many years ago?
I adopted Milton a little over 2 years ago. I started fostering him in March of 2024.
So what is it with you and not only pugs, but seniors?
Well, I will say right off the bat, we thought Milton was 4.
Oh.
We thought Milton was 4. So we were going to go for
older. He faked his ID?
Sure. He did. He faked his ID. Hey,
his passport.
Exactly. He had to get out of the country for one reason or another, and he did it, however possible. But I knew right when I got him that obviously they do, you know, all these rescues do the very best they can to get the most accurate information, especially when they're taken from a hoarding house. Like Milton was from a house with a lot of pets in it. So they got as much info as they could. I knew he was a little older right away. And there's something so appealing to me about taking in a pet that is the most vulnerable.
There you go.
I haven't taken in a pet with like a real big physical handicap. It's an age thing specifically, but I do. There's something so nice about taking in an older pet that you know is harder to adopt than others. I live my life like I'm on the couch. I love being inside. And like, sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I just celebrate not camping. I just remind myself I'm not camping. And that
no bones
things
day.
Yeah, no, exactly. And Milton he's so chill like that. He just wants to sit there with me. So it's we have a really good, easy relationship. Pugs are great. They're great couch dogs.
So talk to us about Milton Makes a Move and tell everybody you got a pretty big publisher, some company called Simon & Schuster.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, I've kind of heard of them.
something or other publishing house called Simon & Schuster. I don't know how it's, I think it's going to populate. I'm just going to show up backwards for you guys. But
nope,
this
it's
is,
good. We're good.
Oh, good. This yeah. is it. And I just have to, wow, look at that.
Oh,
look at
that. Handsome. Amazing. And you want to, that's very nice. Very nice. I don't know who has the better smile.
That's my thing. I wanted to get both of us smiling ear to ear and we achieved it. It's
and
really something.
Talk about your illustrator too. Give a shout out.
Oh my gosh, Dan. Okay, so this is also Dan Tavis. So I was so grateful to have the opportunity to write Milton Makes a Move because I had a really good idea, what I thought was a really good idea for a story that my publishers actually were totally on the same page on when we first started talking about what to do. And I knew that was the first thing I asked before I do this is Dan on board? My illustrator's name is Dan Tavis.
Show a couple pages inside.
Oh my God,
they're beautiful.
You guys, I can take so much credit for writing this book, but the illustrations, this is my, wait, where's this one? Oh my God, look at this. Look at this picture of Milton with his little
Perfect.
Suitcase.
That's
with
pretty
sweet
cool.
With his little suitcase. And then the noodle wall. Did you see the noodle wall
yes.
that we did? And he's jumping out of a plane. He just did the most amazing illustrations.
So what does it mean by Milton Makes a Move? What's the book for? I know it's for kids, but everybody should get it.
Yeah, so I try and pick a theme with every one of the books. I try and pick a theme that I think is going to really resonate with a kid, but also with like a big emotion that anyone can feel. And this one, the theme is bravery, because
okay.
I couldn't help. Milton, I always call him my brave little man, even when he does things like walk around a puddle. Like just, oh my gosh, so brave for doing that. I went to pick this dog up from a 17-hour flight after he had been taken from a home where he was, I don't know too much about his history, but he went through so much change so quickly. And he went from living one place to living another place to getting medical
one
care
country.
To getting on a plane. One country to another country, a house to a house, a person to a person. And I couldn't help but think about how brave he had to be to do that, especially to watch him decompress. The first few days, he's very anxious. And then I watch him become a curious dog and a happy dog who I find out is really excited to go on walks and is really excited to try all these new things. So he's an older dog, so he very well may have tried them already, but it's all new for me. So I get to have these experiences with him.
The one thing that I think you capture it best, could you do me the honor, because you're the author, of reading the very last sentence in your book?
Of course. Of course.
Did I do my homework, man?
Yeah, you did a great job with it. I so appreciate it. You got my button. You ready? Here it is. Here's the button. You ready? Being brave can be hard, but everything is a little easier with a friend by your side. And look at this amazing illustration.
Perfect.
So that was
perfect.
The motivation was Milton. I kept thinking of how brave he was. And then I'm really scared of flying. I don't like flying.
Oh, okay.
And I do not like flying at all. And I was about to not go on a flight that I really wanted to go on. And I was with a friend of mine because I was just panicking. I was in a panic. And she looked at me and she was like, well, Jonathan, it was so obvious what she said to me. And it made so much sense. And she was like, I kept telling her how scared I was. And I just didn't want to do it. I was so scared. And she's like, well, Jonathan, that doesn't mean you can't do it anyway. You just have to be brave. Like, you just have to be brave. And it hit me that I was like, wait a minute. So if I'm really scared to do something and I really don't want to do it, you're telling me there is still another option. And again, I'm a 35-year-old man. It's wild that it took me that long to discover what bravery was. But to have it spelled out to me in such the tone she used and the way she kind of positioned
it to
friend.
Me.
It was, she's such a wonderful friend. And it hit me that that was a message that something I needed to be told when I was very, very young. I think that would have helped me a lot when I was very, very young to be presented bravery in a way where it's like, well, of course, this doesn't mean that you're not scared. It just means you do it anyway. And because of all the things that could go the way you want them to.
So the book will be out by the time this airs. That's the good
yes.
news.
And good.
It's available everywhere. Is there another Milton book in the works already? Because you know how publishers are.
I know. So I will say right now, we don't have another Milton book in the works right now. We don't have another one in the works officially, but I will say that the Noodleverse, we call it the Noodleverse, the Noodle
okay.
Cinematic Universe, is alive and well. And one of the most incredible things that I do see with this sort of community we have on social is that people have already started pitching ideas for new stories.
Oh, good.
And that's what was so fun about these books is that we had people who loved Noodle online and then they got to buy a book about him and they got to see this story about him. And now I have kids who find these books and they love them. And then they learn that Noodle was a real dog and they can go and watch the videos. And it's the most amazing thing. So we already have a couple of story ideas in mind.
Because I want you coming back.
Thank you. I would love to. And especially with this book coming out, I'm so proud of the response we've gotten to the previous books and the messages that I get from people about how much their kids love. I will never fully absorb that I have books that just sit in kids' rooms that they ask their parents to read to
them. That's the next generation, dude.
Yeah,
that's the next
seriously.
And you're getting the tech generation that want to hold in their hands a book.
A book, exactly. All my little, I got to dedicate this one. I actually got to dedicate to all my friends have, a lot of them now, they have actual babies for this one. So I got to dedicate this one to at least the first crop of babies that I have. And going over to their houses and seeing them like pick my book off is just, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, before we leave, we always ask our guest, and this is the question for you, Jonathan Graziano, author of Milton Makes a Move. If you could have any trait, superpower, that a dog or maybe a pug has, what would it be and why?
I would love the ability to have a cast iron stomach that could digest and dissolve absolutely anything. That would save me a lot of time and energy if I were just a little more. If I had this kind of stomach that Noodle had, I would be a much happier man. I'd be a much happier man.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. Well, that's a lot of food for thought.
It's a lot of food for thought. Have other people answered that question and said, like, I wish I could bring joy to everyone?
Nobody has answered the cast iron stomach. You're the first. Because you are a kind of original guy, you know?
Thank you. It's my first thought is I was like, well, pugs, the special skill is eating, but their second special skill is digesting. And I would love to hop onto at least number two.
Oh, you said number two. You're my man. All right.
God, hey. I didn't even think of that one. Oh, it's the pug in me. It's the pug in me now.
Hey, everybody. We are delighted. We've had Jonathan Graziano, author of Milton Makes a Move, on our show again. Quickly say the TikTok and how they can find you.
Yes, you guys can find me on TikTok at John Graz, JONGRAZ. Or you can find me on Instagram at Show Me Nudes. NOODZ, like the noodle, like a noodle, like a pasta, sort of a carb-based thing.
All right. Hey, everybody, at this time, I want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He's the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the largest pet radio network on the planet. Humbly, you are tuned in to the Old Behave Show that has been on the air in the days of Skype since 2007. So we are the longest running weekly pet podcast on the planet.
Wow.
When I'm not behind the mic, my mission is to save your dog and cat's life. I'm a master instructor in pet first aid and CPR. I've been doing it for 13 years, and I can't do it without my trio of four-legged shelter rescues. Pet safety dog Kona, nickname Ice Cream Kona. Pet safety dog Nova, full name Nova Six Toes. Yep, six toes on each back leg. And the busiest safety cat in the planet, pet safety cat Casey, an orange tabby. Please check out Pet First Aid for You because our classes are fun, online, interactive, and in person. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.